So, who needs an alarm clock in our neighborhood? We got ravens. Yeah, those big black birds discovered our backyard. Now, ravens apparently are early risers, a little earlier than most people are, and they are also, shall we say, active conversationalists? Yeah, which makes them wonderful alarm clocks for those early morning hours, whether you want them or not. Now, I don't mind it. It's great to have all the birds singing their little spring concert in our yard. Actually, they do more than sing. They preach. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about security when you're on empty. Our word for today from the Word of God comes from Luke chapter 12, where we find the gospel from the birds. The gospel's not for the birds. It's from the birds. The subject of their sermon is security. And that might be an issue you have reason to be concerned about right now. In this passage, Jesus has just told us about a man whose idea of security echoes that of almost everyone around us. He has a lot of crops to take care of, and he says in Luke 12:18, I will store all my grain and my goods, and I will say to myself, you have plenty of good things laid up for many years. Okay, that's pretty much our world's concept of security. What have you got in your storeroom, man? What have you got to fall back on? What have you got in your IRA? What have you got for retirement? What have you got in case medical emergencies come up? Now, here comes the message from the bird passage in the Bible as Jesus talks to us beginning at verse 22. Then Jesus said to his disciples, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. Life is more than food and the body more than clothes. Consider the ravens. Well, I have no choice. They make sure I consider them every morning. Jesus said, consider the ravens. They do not sow or reap. They have no storeroom or barn, yet God feeds them. And how much more valuable are you than birds? I love these simple words. They have no storeroom, yet God feeds them. And then he says, if he'll do that for the ravens, he'll surely do that for you. Now, we live in a world that says surplus equals security. The gospel according to the birds is simple but eloquent. It says, our security is this. We have a Father who is a great provider. That's where your security is, not what you have in your storeroom. Now, Jesus goes on to talk about how the pagans are chasing after things and after material security, but he says, you seek his kingdom and then sell what you have and give it to the poor and pass on the kingdom to other people. You're secure, not because you can see where it's going to come from, but because of who your Father is. In fact, I wonder if someday Jesus isn't going to return and say to a lot of us, what are you doing sitting on all of that? Why do you have so much in your storeroom? See, we are Father-fed people. We don't need big reserves. We're to feed others with the gifts that he's given to us. You don't ever have to worry about having enough. In fact, one day those ravens proved that God will always find a way to meet your need. When every other source of security and supply was cut off from the prophet Elijah, the ravens brought it. God will always find a way, even if you have to keep your window open for the ravens to come in and give it to you. Now, if the usual means of supply in your life are cut off, God could do it without those. It's been God that's been your source all along. He'll deliver it another way. He will feed you from his storeroom. If you don't believe me, just ask the birds.
On Eagle's Wings is the Native American outreach of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. For 30 years, God has used On Eagle's Wings teams of Native American young people to visit over 100 reservations. To find out more about this exciting ministry, On Eagle's Wings, visit hopefornativeamerica.com. That's hopefornativeamerica.com. Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.